My brothers and sisters, welcome to the Mountaintop Faith Ministries National Day of Prayer. I am your 6 a.m. facilitator, Sister Evelyn Horton Blanks, and we want to give honor and thank our pastor, Bishop Clinton House, and our First Lady, Dr. Mary House, for allowing us this opportunity to be a part of this National Day of Prayer observed across our nation. Nationally, the 2023 theme for the National Day of Prayer is Pray Fervently in Righteousness and Avail Much. This theme was taken from James 5:16b, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The fifth hour prayer watch, it begins at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And it is a time for building our spiritual and physical strength before the day begins. The spiritual significance of sunrise is having Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, rise over us. Malachi 4 and 2 says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this kind, for your kindness and good gifts that you have given us. You have given us the adoption of sons and daughters and have made us heirs in your kingdom. Despite our flattering words and fickle hearts, you hear our prayers and care for us deeply. We as a nation are not obeying your word as we should. Father, we are asking that you forgive us as we, as a nation, return to obeying your words. Father God, we pray for our church, Mountaintop Faith Ministry, and our leader, Bishop Clinton House, and the First Family, and the body of Christ as a whole. Bring us into a peace or into a place of repentance for our families and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. You, Father God, are our healer, restorer, and deliverer. We seek your mercy and forgiveness for the sins of our nation and the people called by your name, that you might withhold your wrath and heal our land. Forgive us, Father God, and renew a right spirit in us. Heavenly Father, let your presence shine in and through families' finances. May we learn to be good stewards of what you provided for us more and more every day. Heavenly Father, give us our spirit of brotherly love. John 13:34-35 says, "I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know you are my disciples, if you have been loved for one another." Matthew 18:19-20. "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they should ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." In Jesus' name we pray. Now let us together be on one accord and decree some things. We decree today We entrust our work to you, and we know our plan will succeed. Proverbs 16:3. We decree we can do everything you ask us to do with the help of Christ, who gives us the strength and power in Jesus' name. Philippians 4:13. We decree and release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ into our body, and we curse at the root every attack upon our health. Jehovah Rapha heals us and keeps us in perfect health all the days of our lives. We decree and plead the blood of Jesus against calamities, catastrophes, and any hidden dangers that would try to come against us. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed out of the hands of the devil. We decree our life is not our own. Therefore, we dedicate our body to you as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to you. Romans 12:1. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare these things are so. We want to thank you for joining us for this 6 a.m. National Day of Prayer. Our next prayer time will be at 12 p.m. Please join us and tell your family and friends. Let's bombard the heavens with prayers. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, goodbye.